You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The empty BPS has been delivered by the Finance Minister of South Africa. That's the medium-term budget policy statement. With me is Sisa Mkele-Kobus, economics analyst at 91, and also from 91, portfolio manager Adam Furlan. Sisa, can I start with you? I always like to ask what the mood was like, what sort of demeanour the minister had. How was it in your eyes?
I think for most of the speech at the beginning, I was still in lockup, so couldn't quite see the minister's demeanor. But before I get to the minister's demeanor, I'll talk about what the market economists were experiencing. I think most of us, we were positively surprised. There were quite a few updates in this MTBPS that shows that we are moving in the right direction. We are penciling in and crystallizing the gains that we've been talking about. And that was positively welcome. And then just on the minister, you could see that he was happy to be delivering a budget that's not going to result in him being crucified after that.
Well, it seems like a cautiously very good mood, not just from the minister, which you said afterwards, but also from the people that really matter. And that's the analysts and fund managers, etc. And speaking of fund managers, portfolio manager Adam Furlan, I see the Rand had a look at 17 to the US dollar straight into the speech, Adam. It's retraced a little bit. Bond market nice and steady as well. So all quite well received before we get into details.
Yeah, Lindsay, definitely. I think, resounding outperformance in South African assets. The market was expecting some good news going into the budget, but it definitely over-delivered in its, on both inflation target as well as issuance and macro forecasts. Just going back to your question on the minister's demeanor, he did make an interesting joke around his opposition party minister not walking out at this budget as he did in one of the prior budgets this year.
Oh, good touchy-feely stuff. I like that. Back to you, Sisa. And I think the big news, of course, is what everyone expected, the inflation target being lowered. But was there any detail in that announcement that surprised you or surprised you and your group of analysts?
I think from our part, the direction and the decision to target a point target of 3% with that tolerance band wasn't surprising, but some of the analyst community expected that to only come in February. But the fact that it was front-loaded to the MTBPS was the positive sort of surprise.
Yeah. Any other surprises staying with you, Sisa? I mean, I noticed that there was a note from an investment bank saying room for revenue growth. Was that a feature for you?
Yes, it was. Like, versus what I've penciled into my numbers, the treasury numbers are on the conservative side. They only have about 19 billion rand revenue overrun for this fiscal year. As you would have seen in newspapers about 2 weeks ago, Mr. Edward Kisweta, commissioner, saying that 18 is where we are from a revenue overrun perspective. This means that any of the commodity prices that we're seeing currently have not been factored into revenue collection. And therefore, as the December company income tax numbers come through, and there we expect to start seeing the commodity price performance come through, then there is room that revenue could be revised to the upside. So they have been conservative on that.
I'm going to come back to that commodity story with my next question, but that's after Adam. So, Sisa, hold on to that thought, if you would. Adam, it's been a great year for the bond market, especially straight after the US Liberation Day, so-called, the US 10-year going from above 11% to its current level of around about, 8.7%, or something like that. The Rand nice and steady. Do you see that continuing, or was all this factored in, all this good news from the MTBPS, was it already in the market?
The good news from the MTBPS was somewhat, beginning to come into the market. I definitely don't believe it is fully priced in. You spoke to surprises, from this document today. One announcement that definitely caught us by surprise was the issuance reduction. The Treasury has opted to reduce the weekly nominal auction amount by 750 million rand per week, from 3.7 to 3 million in nominal bond issuance per week. We were expecting about half of that. And, our expectation came on the back of the fact that Treasury, is generally quite conservative in their issuance strategy. and would have preferred to build up more cash ahead of, you know, upcoming reductions. I think, you know, the more bold move from them definitely speaks to their confidence in their ability to collect on tax revenues going forward, the performance of SARS, as well as the demand that they're seeing for various types of other funding that they have included in their funding mix over the past 2 to 3 years. And they are reaping the benefit of that from, you know, quite a strong bond market reaction to that news. We see yields in the long end of the curve almost 20 basis points lower post the MTBPS announcement.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that issuance story. Which part of the curve has it affected? You said the long end doing very well. Is that at the expense of the short end?
The short end is also lower. Five-year bonds, about 6 basis points lower on the day. But definitely, you know, this move impacts the longer-dated issuance or the longer-dated part of the curve far more. And that's where majority of issuance actually comes through. Therefore, we're seeing an outperformance there.
Very good. So I promised I'd come back to you on the commodity story, because if you look at the history of the Rand and you look at the history of the South African fiscus, if it's good, it usually coincides with a boom in commodity prices and miners doing well and miners paying more taxes, money coming in from the sale of raw materials, etc. Do you think that we're at the start of that? Or was it hinted by the finance minister that he thought that we were perhaps in a commodity upcycle and good times are still ahead of us?
I think, as I highlighted, they decided to take the more conservative stance. They kind of highlighted that the commodity prices where they are could be once off, and therefore they don't want to bake that into the numbers. But I think even at these prices, we will still get a revenue overrun of close to 20 billion next year, and that's what we've baked into the numbers. On their side, they've been conservative and they've baked in none of that. So we think there is an upside that they could experience from that.
Very good. Just sum up then, Sisa, if you would, before I go to Adam. Just sum up your assessment of the MTBPS today from an economics point of view.
Thank you, Lindsay. So I think it was a very good policy document. The fiscal path and fiscal numbers themselves showed an improvement, which is what the analyst community was expecting. But more beyond that is that it showed progress on reforms, like, of course, the inflation target, which had been a question mark between the SARB and the National Treasury. So that's now done and dusted. It showed progress on the targeted and responsible savings program, which they instituted a couple of months ago, where they are aiming to close certain programs that are not yielding the intended results anymore. We've heard previously that CETAs were under consideration. Now that has come into the baseline, that CETAs have a budget of close to 25 billion rand and there's savings that could be had from that. And also, I think quite excitingly, is this procurement dashboard where the minister talks about every tender in the government system, in provincial and national, being for public consumption, the ownership of the companies that get the tenders, the details of the transactions of the tenders. And this will really reduce the rent-seeking behavior that we've been seeing in tenders. So I think that's quite positive going forward.
Adam, your summary, please. Steady as she goes. The trend is your friend, but this time backed up by fundamentals, I think.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, the bond market is going to continue to perform well on the back of this. You know, two to three main factors. The first being, you know, the alignment of national treasury or fiscal policy with monetary policy on the 3% inflation target. That's going to, you know, bring down inflation expectations a lot more quickly and reduce the sack of me. You know, the issuance reductions, less of a burden on the bond market itself. And, you know, finally, the treasury have been able to move to this target due to the strong performance of in-year fiscal revenues as well as expenditure. They've been able to move to this new target on their macro forward-looking forecast with limited impact on the consolidation trajectory and the rating agencies over the coming quarters.
Adam, thanks very much for your time. Adam Furland is a portfolio manager at 91. And Sisa, thanks to you too. Sisa Mkele-Kubas is economics analyst at 91 as well. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.